Does that green thumb have your grass looking a little brown? Let the experts at Rosie on the House bring the life back to your lawn.
We're not talking lawns today, we're talking trees. From a beautiful location in Prescott, I got a correction. We're on 89. I guess I said 89A earlier.
But we're on 89.
We're on 89 and Rosser Street at the Watson's Wood Riparian Reserve. 125 acres of beautiful wooded forest that is right in the town of Prescott.
This is considered a willow cottonwood forest, and it's just full of Siberian elm. You've got some Fremont cottonwoods and some hybrid cottonwoods, narrowleaf cottonwoods. There's a ton of all sorts of different types of willows in here too, and it's pretty nice. It's nice to come up here and identify some new trees. Oh, what do we got here? Here's another. I don't think we've seen. Oh, an Arizona walnut. Check it out.
That's beautiful.
Pretty unusual. Yeah, this is really great wood. Beautiful tree. Yeah, it's compound bipinnate leaves, a lot like the willows. But again, these are all native to our area. There's a few of these that are invasive, like the Siberian elm that got into a lot of the waterways throughout Arizona and all over the Southwest, can become a real problem because they're invasive and the seeds have little wings on them. So when they drop out of the trees, they fly. And so they end up, a quarter mile from where they drop out of the top of a 50, 60-foot tree and have become a little bit of a problem. But they are a beautiful tree nonetheless. Anyway, where are we? We have a couple callers or
two callers from Globe. So let's get out to East Arizona and bring in Shelley's first on the line. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yes,
good morning.
Ma'am.
I have a old cypress tree, and I think it has those bag bugs on it all over it. What do I do with those?
You know, it's a problem we don't have in the low desert. When I saw your question come up on the call screen, I was just going to say the best thing to do would be to contact an arborist in your area who can answer those, because those are elevation-specific problems. And I just have to say I'd have to look that one up. There's a really good arborist who serves the Globe area, certified arborist, good friend of mine. His name is Brian Thatcher. If you're in the Globe area, look up Brian Thatcher, and you should be able to find him on the ISA website as well. And he would be able to dial in a solution to those bag bug problems.
I don't know what surprises me more, that there's an arborist in Globe or that there's enough trees to warrant having an arborist.
There are some pretty cool trees in the Globe area. You'll be amazed. There are some deodar cedars that we worked on one year. We were called on by the Phelps Dodge Corporation, asked us to come up and do some work. It's now Fremont McMoran, but there's some deodar cedars that were some of the most majestic, beautiful trees I've ever seen. Just amazing 60, 70 year old trees near the golf course. And there's some, you wouldn't think that a Globe Miami would have some champion trees, but just like this area we're in today, you wouldn't even know this place was here. Huge 70, 80 foot tall trees in this big 127 acre corridor. The same is true in Globe. You get outside the city a little bit and you find these areas, lower elevations where these trees are having a little bit of water. And man, it's beautiful.
Well, let's see if we can quick take our next call from from Globe, Arizona. I'm having difficulty with my technology here. I don't recall the name and don't have it on my screen. So our next Globe caller, you're on and welcome.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Tammy, how can we help
you,
ma'am?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I am from Globe. And I'm so glad I got through to you, too. We have two Raywood ash trees in our front yard that are about 16 years old. And we noticed a couple years ago, this is the third year, we've noticed that the inner branches of the tree are no longer producing leaves. The outer tips of the tree look nice. They've got plenty of leaves on the outer tips of the branches, but all inside of the two trees I would call them squids. I'm not sure what you call them, but they're just, there's no leaves at all. and we wondered if that's normal. I talked to somebody at Moon Valley Nursery. They said they thought it was normal for that age of a tree, but to me it doesn't feel normal. And like I said, the twigs are just bare.
Well, a couple of things. You said how old were the trees?
They're 16.
16 years old. And what happens commonly with a lot of trees that start reaching maturity, they will give up on the interior branches because the outer branches, which are capturing sunlight for photosynthesis, pretty much are all the tree needs to survive. And the younger branches are shaded, don't receive enough sunlight to even survive. So the tree just basically allows those to die back. And that's really common with a lot of tree varieties. That being said,
I think I hear music, which means we have 10 seconds. We'll finish this call off the air. John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service, itreeservice.com. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Take care.